Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Hamacher es hachatzer. If someone sells a courtyard, in those days they had a big courtyard, and in the courtyard were homes. Says the Mishnah, Machar Batim, he sells, included in the sale, is the homes that open into the courtyard. Boyer Sichin Umaris, the pits, the cisterns, the caves. Aval loy es hamataltlin. But he has not sold the objects that are not attached to the ground that are in the chatzer, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. At a time when the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you the chatzah, the courtyard, and everything that's inside of it, then all the movable objects that are inside of this large courtyard are sold as well, because that's included in the sale. Either way, in other words, whether he said, I'm selling you the courtyard, or the courtyard and everything that's in it, if let's say in the courtyard there was a washhouse, a bathhouse, or there was a beis habad, a place to press olives, that's not included in the sale. Why is that? Because that's not a normal thing to have in a courtyard, so there would have to be some specific mention of this in order for it to be included in the sale. Rabbi Lezer says, Hamecher sachatzer, if a person says, I'm selling you my courtyard, Lo'imachar el avir shachatzer, all you sold him is the air of the actual courtyard itself, the open area in the courtyard, but not the homes, not the pits, nothing else, that's not included in the sale. Let's see another Mishnah. Mishnah 5. Hamecher es beis habad. Somebody sells a olive press. Mochar es hayam. Included in the sale is a very large round vessel that the oil flows into after it's been pressed. Ves hamato, as well as a stone with a hole in it that they put it's almost like a mortar. They put a piece of wood inside of it and it crushes up the zeisim. It crushes up the olives. Ves habesulis. He sells them additionally the large pillars of cedar that hold up the roof of the top of the beis habad, of the olive press. And the reason for that is because all these things are attached, they're fixed, therefore they're included in the sale of the actual olive press. But in the sale is not included the beams that were used that they would place on top of the olives that have already been crushed, so that they can be crushed a little bit more. Or the wheel that turns the kaira, that turns a beam to bring it up and down. It means that the way it worked was they had this beam attached to a wheel, and they turn the wheel and the beam would go up and down. Says the Mishnah, ve'es ha'kaira, as well as the actual beam itself that crushes the olives. All these are considered metaltim, they're all movable objects, and therefore they're not included in the sale of the olive press. But let's say the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you the olive press and everything that's in it, then even the movable pieces are sold as well. Rabbi Lezer says, if a person sells an olive press, the kaira, the main beam that's used to crush the olives, that's part of the olive press, because if not, what is a press? It's just these external parts of it. So he says that would be included regardless of what. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.